Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Up on the roof.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
I have icicles on my house. Does that mean I'm losing heat?
Helping homeowners from coast to coast.
Now, there's a product. It's called Roof Melt.
Those little discs that you throw up on the roof to melt the ice?
Yes, ma'am.
And he wants to help you.
I don't know if you've got a good hook shot, but how's your basketball game?
I'm 79, my hook shot probably isn't too good.
If you need help with your hook shot or anything else under your roof, Lou's standing by. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
When this old world starts getting me.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Okay, I know what's on a lot of people's mind, the ice damming and all the damage that has been on your roofs and now inside your home. So I figured I'd go to somebody that knows a lot about this. John Rogers is the president and owner of Rogers Roofing, and he's joining me this morning. John, good morning. Welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me.
Hey, give me a little snapshot first about Rogers Roofing. You guys have a long history. Tell the listeners a little bit about your company.
Well, we are primarily a roofing, siding, window company. We've been in business since 1968, so we're celebrating our 53rd year. We've serviced Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland, and most of all the suburbs.
And you got a lot of phone calls the last couple of weeks, huh?
we almost referred to this as Roofing Armageddon Week. And, obviously I've been down this road before with these types of ice dams and situations and trying to help as many customers as we possibly can, but also try to get information out to our customers about, what is an ice dam, what causes them, and what we can do in the future to possibly prevent them.
Yeah, I bet that for a lot of them, I mean, we didn't talk about this, but I'm sure you got a lot of phone calls where people were, frantic for you to come out, and you probably had to say, you know what, there's really nothing we can do right now. You have to let it leak, and we need to get it off there. Or, I mean, maybe there's some people you could help, but for a lot of this, you kind of have to let it go and melt, and then you can come back and assess what's going on.
That is correct. A lot of things that we did for our customers when there was a almost like an emergency situation is that we would come out and would remove the snow along the eve to expose that ice, that ice dam that built up there. And by doing that, it'll allow the ice to melt faster and get down the water to get to the gutter so that dam stops and the water stops getting back inside the house.
Right. I got a bunch of emails from people and they were like, I just had a brand new roof installed last year and, now I got this leak and my roofer stinks. And I would email back, these are friends of mine, by the way. I would say, chances are they did a nice job. And the dirty little secret is when you get an ice dam and you get a leak, it doesn't necessarily mean you have a bad roof.
That's correct. Ice dams do not discriminate, and your roof could be 1 year old or it could be 20 years old. And depending on the circumstances, whether the snow and the cold temperatures and the dam itself, this is something that a lot of many homeowners are dealing with at this point. It also goes back to the point of where with damage, if you do have interior damage to your home, a lot of insurance carriers will recognize that as storm-related damage, possibly take care of that for you. But when it comes to the roof itself, most insurance carriers don't do anything to the roof because once the snow and ice have subsided and it's gone, the roof goes back to its normal condition, which is it's going to keep out snow, rain, water under normal conditions. Well, obviously, over the past 10 days, we have not had normal conditions.
Right. That's what I kept telling people. They were like, there's something wrong with my roof. And I said, it was Mother Nature brought us like the perfect set of circumstances to create this, right? We got heavy, heavy snow. Then the temperature dropped. Then you've got furnaces and boilers running overtime. So that's heating up even the most well-insulated attic spaces that starts to melt that thing and then just builds up. And I mean, there's really not in that respect. There wasn't much anybody could do. But what I want to ask you now, and you mentioned this at the top, John, was the fact that what do people do now? In other words, you know, talk about that. You said, hey, whether your roof was done a couple years ago or it's 20 years old, you know, if they had a really bad spot, what are your recommendations for people when it comes to how to repair that or how to try and limit this from happening again?
Well, now that, you know, we're able to come out and assess roofs, I think there's four things to consider. One being that, you know, going into winter, make sure that your gutters are free and clear of all debris. That way then, as, you know, snow starts to melt and if water rolls down, it has a place to go and it can't back up in the gutter.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things is that if you're having your roof replaced, make sure that your contractor is installing that ice and water shield, which is a waterproof membrane that goes underneath your shingles that can help stop the water from coming in due to an ice dam, and making sure that that ice and water shield is 24 inches inside the heated wall, but also in areas that could be a problem, like walls, around chimneys, around pipes. This membrane can really help stop ice dams from getting inside your house.
Okay, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to stop you there because I want you to go into a little bit of detail about this product because I've talked about it, but I mean, this product gets put right onto the deck, correct? And then when you nail the shingles, it goes through this, but the nails don't leak.
That's correct, because the ice and water shield seals around the nails. So it's a water, and there's a reason why we call it, it's a waterproof membrane. So if water or ice were to get underneath those shingles in the area where there's ice and water shield, it will not penetrate into the house. The other thing that you can do is making sure that you have proper insulation in your attic. Having proper insulation is going to let that not let heat loss happen, which will melt the snow more rapidly down the roof to the eave, which is not heated, and thus forming that ice dam. So having proper insulation is a good idea. The last thing would be proper ventilation. You know, people talk about new roofs, ice and water shield, but a lot of things that gets forgotten is the ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
And having proper ventilation, which means having intake at the eave with your soffit, along with a ridge vent system at the top, you're able to move air through the attic space basically 24/7, 365, and it can move warm, moist air out of the attic space, keeping your attic cold in the winter to stop that formation of loss of heat and water rolling down the roof and freezing at the eave.
Now, if somebody had a roof installed a few years ago, not by Rogers Roofing, because, I mean, and they realize, I don't have that ice and water shield. I mean, it is possible. I mean, not that it would match perfectly, but you could come and remove 5 feet of the shingles from the gutter line up, put the ice and water shield down and reshingle, right?
You could. Yes, that is absolutely something that we could do. One thing about ice and water shield it is mostly in almost every city, county, state. It's a code requirement.
Right.
So very seldom do you see that it's not installed, and a contractor that didn't do that, they sure didn't do right by that customer.
Right, right. And that, by the way, Ice and Water Shield is a brand, and so there are other manufacturers of this product. That's kind of like the Kleenex of it all, right? There's what's the other one? Winter Guard, is that another brand?
That is correct.
Yeah.
CertainTeed has their own Winter Guard. GAF has their Weather Watch. Every manufacturer basically has their own ice and water shield. It just has a certain brand name.
Right. So if a roofer, if you're not hiring Rogers Roofing, which of course, John, why would they not? But if you're not, and they say, oh, well, I'm using Winter Guard. No. I want, you know, they're very similar products. I realize that, you know, certain contractors like using something that they like to use, but any kind of water membrane is way better than no water membrane.
That's correct, because as we know, ice and water shield is waterproof, where other things like felt paper or synthetic felt that is water resistant. So along the eaves, inside that heated wall, at least 24 inches, we need to have that ice and water shield present.
And do you, John, have an opinion as it pertains to roof cables? I mean, that comes up a lot when this happens and everybody's like, oh, I got to do those roof cables. Do you have an opinion?
I've got a mixed opinion on them, Lou. I do believe along in the gutter, it can help slow down the formation of ice. But over time, I've seen them fail more than I've seen them succeed.
Right.
So again, going to those things that we had talked about, you know, the roof, the ice and water shield, the proper ventilation, keeping your gutters free and clear, that those items there are very, very important.
John Rogers is the president and owner of Rogers Roofing. They're celebrating their, did you say, 53rd year in business?
That's correct, Lou. We're celebrating our 53rd year in business. And, you know, if your listeners would like more information about ice dams and what to do to possibly prevent them, we put something on our website at rogersroofing.com. You can click on the link, get some more information, or if there's anything that we can do to help solve any ice dam problems or any sort of problems you may have with your roof, siding, or windows, you can always call us at 1-800-NEW-ROOF or go to our website, rogersroofing.com.
You're a good man, John. I appreciate you getting up with us this morning. My best to you and your family, and thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, Lou. All the best to you and your listeners.